19th of May.
Wow.
2018.
Amazing.
Already May. And very nice. Enjoying every day this visit to the U.S., which began 1st May. Johnny's award presentation and in the university, and also Nozomi's birthday, 4th May. And then I travel from Florida to Seattle on 6th May, and with Richard at Gig Harbor area. And we had wonderful time being with the believers every day, but it's just smooth. Everything works out. All things is working for the best for us with God. Enjoyed one day at the Sound, Puget Sound, with Nick's boss, who offered his boat for fishing. He was busy, but he took time in the evening, took us for salmon fishing, and we caught many salmon. However, it was less than 22 inches, but we had excitement. We have to put it back, but it was great, enjoyable, and beautiful.
More exciting to eat one.
Yeah, Sound, the water was very calm, and 360 view, beautiful around, and we saw that Olympic Mountains. It was clear. Everything was so clear that day, sunny. So it was amazing.
It's rare in Gig Harbor.
Yeah, Richard says it's rare in Gig Harbor. And we traveled with Tom Dara first, Tom and I. Tom drove all the way. I didn't have my international license. Tom wanted me to drive in between, offered me, but I declined. But we had a nap. Tom wanted to have a nap at the end, like 8 hours, 9 hours drive. So after a meal,
to Boise
from Gig Harbor. So after that, Tom was fresh. And we arrived at Ron and Jane's home in Boise. So we had a very compact time, very nice. I would get up, not early, because 1 hour early in Boise. So first day was from 9 o'clock, breakfast. Christy and Jane, Jane was with us. So fix me breakfast, very healthy things, berries, blueberries, and other strawberries, healthy things, because I've been eating very heavy, heavy breakfast at Richard's, ham and egg and bacon and toast. So I thought it's good to switch. It was healthy.
Fruit salad too.
Yeah. There was fruit salad. But then again, ham and egg. So good to switch to healthier diet breakfast. Then we start to talk fellowship. So fellowship continues on and on and on. But we didn't feel the time. And I think it went on till like 5 o'clock or something, 4 or 5. Or maybe took a nap. 3:30 and power nap. And then I come back up to that dining room area. Then they still continue to be fellowshipping around the table. Ron's home had a round dining table and chairs around, and they were there. Everybody was there. It was great blessing, and had fellowship in the evening, and another great time. It's new and fresh. So we didn't get bored. It was so exciting to see the ready people. Yeah. God will add, not that we add people to ourselves or we go and win people, but God has ready people. And He will add such people, such as should be saved, not such as should not be saved, but such as who are ready. And we give the words from God, not with our own sufficiency, but with God's sufficiency, the words that He gives to us from heaven. And the ready people gladly receives these wonderful words from God, and immediately things click. And they're so happy. So we were experiencing this from Gig Harbor when I visited. And then, one day, late, 11:30, and more people were coming at Richard's place. One person was heroin addict. This person called Nick. And Nick wouldn't just go, but this particular time he was inspired to go. In spite of the fact that where he lived was full of, different atmosphere, smell and all that, Nick knew, so he didn't feel like going, but he went, and this man was delivered, set free, just like that, from heroin and other maybe addiction, cleaned. And he then pursued Nick. He came over. He continued, and then the fellowship day he came towards the end, but I went to bed around 11:30. So God made it easy for us. Everything easy, smooth. That we don't have to work hard to convince the individuals. And we see that in the book of Acts, even the first record of individuals being added to the church. It was really added to the church. It was nothing to do with Peter planning the witnessing strategies and thinking what he should teach. Or Peter and the 11 weren't thinking that they were going to do this that day on the day of Pentecost. It just opened up and then boom, the delicious plate full of delicious food was delivered in front of them. So about 3,000 ready souls were added, and they continued. These people continued. So we want the ready individuals. Harvest is ready, Jesus says. It's ready. And it is God's pleasure to deliver this ready harvest fields and ready people to us, to our path, in our orbit. In our orbit, so that we'll bump into them without even thinking. We don't have to be aware of that. It just
happens.
Yeah, it might not even want to that particular time. You may want to relax or do something else. But since we have made the decision to henceforth to live according to God, unto God, and allow God to have access, full access to your heart. You open the door of your heart wide open. And that is very simple, one decision we make. And we utilize the Spirit of God, use this spiritual ability. To use this spiritual ability also is natural for us. It's natural, our nature. So we let God work completely in us, which He desires to do, and to do of His good pleasure. God's good wishes towards us is excellent, very nice. So we let Him walk us forward. And since we made that decision, we don't have to be really aware or to be sharp. I have to be sharp to walk by the Spirit. You don't need to know any keys to walk by the Spirit, so to speak. God designed us naturally to walk like that. For we are God's workmanship, masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. And He brings to our path good works, plural, which He has planned for us. Every moment, every day of our wonderful, blessed life. And what will happen? The kingdom of devil comes down very hard. And heaven just multiplies. Heaven, the word of the heaven grows and prevails, multiplies and prevails. And so that's what we are seeing. And I was also very blessed to meet Gary, my brother. After many years, he's so wonderful, and he's the same in his heart. Great, great desire and passion to live for God, and Kathy, his wife also. Great time, and his son, too. And and of course, Jane and Ron, wonderful. Jane is right now with her daughter, Jenny, and I think cousin, and another person, aunt, I think, maybe. I don't know. One more wonderful lady in Colorado, enjoying that sweet time together. And Ron kept company with me, and Christine blessed my life so much. And I was so blessed, happy, spending time with all of them. And they are ready. They are ready. Again, ready people. Ready, great ready. Definitely, God has great things for them, and God will, with His full strength, add to them such as should be saved. And the ready people, therefore, those new ones that they come. And also, not only new ones, but I have seen those who are already there in their fellowships, they were ready. They could see this truth just like that. And so I was very glad, and I really saw that I came here. Here means the northwest, western part of the USA. I wasn't thinking, okay, this is the will of God, and this is how, whatever. But it just popped up, and then wanted to come, and everything was just smoothly came together. In fact, every day it was not so tightly scheduled, or not much scheduled, but everything came together perfectly. We were at rest. We were at ease, rested. So the ready people are there. Like Jesus said, harvest is not many days from now. It's already there. And for each of us, wherever we are, those ones, one, they are there, and God will build His house. He knows how that ones, one person, that will be built, and through you, God will give the words of encouragement, inspiration, and that the ready people will be led by God. They will be inspired to be led by God and to use His ability, His wisdom, His compassion, His light, wisdom, knowledge. And very quickly, the Logos, His Word, will go all over the world through us. This is unstoppable. This is unstoppable. And it happened. We see it's already happened. It's done. And we are just seeing like a movie. It's just popping up. New areas opened up. God's raising another wonderful labor, and it's multiplying all over the world. So Yeah, that's what I want to share, I think.
We'll be in Minnesota on the 25th.
Okay, we will be in Minnesota
on Friday the 25th.
Friday the 25th.
All day. We'll get there Thursday afternoon.
24th afternoon.
And then we'll be there all day Friday. And then on the 26th, we'll be in Green Bay. So if anybody knows anybody that wants to contact, we can do that. Did you hear me?
I think they did. So, thank you.